BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. So, we have made a Christmas song. I don't know whether we've mentioned it at all. I've been wanting to do this for weeks. And we wanted to make a proper effort of it. You know, not like some kind of novelty thing. We wanted to make a Christmas song that would stand the test of time and still be played in years and years to come. So what we did was we got some advice from all the Christmas greats, Noddy Holder, Michael Bublé, and then we got our friends Frisky and Manish to help us write what we think is the ultimate Christmas song, the perfect Christmas single. All the experts told us that we needed to do several things. One was to state the obvious, i.e. say it's Christmas a lot. Jingle bells were a must. Needs to be a bit sad, but also have a kind of positive, happy message to it as well. Bit of innuendo in there, bit of politics. Throw it all together, bosh, we've written a song. And last night, our perfect Christmas single was reviewed on the review show with Edith Bowman. I was properly scared about this, because they can be harsh on that show.
I didn't listen. I'm really worried about what they've
said. I had it on my phone, like literally listening to every single word. So this is the song that we've written. Amelia Lilly was on, and a proper music journalist as well. Here is what they had to say.
You heard the word Franken-sensational.
Radio 1's review show.
Right then, who wants to go first? Amelia Lilly, what do you think of that then?
Scott, I thought it was epic. I liked the key change at the end. It was very old school, you know what I mean?
Had to have a key change.
It was very uplifting.
Yeah.
I'm definitely in the Christmas spirit right now.
Okay.
Old school, uplifting, Amelia Lilly. That's great.
I'm really pleased with that. Considering I spat in her face only 2 weeks ago, I was expecting...
On innuendo bingo.
Yes.
Yeah, she could have been harsher, but she said she liked it.
No, that's
good. And that it was epic.
She stuck up for us there.
What else?
Moz?
Can I say I liked it?
You can say whatever you want. Say what you want. Be honest.
I didn't think we were meant to take it seriously, and then you press play.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah,
genuinely. Wow.
Until Scott Mills started talking.
It sounded like an S Club. What were the little S Club people
S Club
called?
Juniors.
Yeah,
S Club Juniors.
Like
yes.
A reunion.
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Yes.
Everyone else?
That's brilliant.
Sounds like S Club Juniors. What's wrong with that?
Fantastic. Becky?
That's good. Really
fine
good.
Until Scott Mills started talking, yeah. But that generally positive, that is. Thank you very much, Moz. And more?
Princess of Bel-Air says on the Radio 1 Twitter feed, why are you playing this rubbish? Mm. Roisin says, this is on the wrong show. Why wasn't it on Sound of 2013 last night?
Yes. Yes.
Well done, Scott, Chris and Becky. Bit of Christmas fun. Hannah says, it sounds like I'm in a panto.
Yeah, that's fine as well. Happy with all that, are you?
I'm surprised,
yeah,
to be perfectly
happy?
Honest.
Brilliant, isn't it?
In fact, I'm not surprised. I'm really proud of this song and I'm pleased it's sort of got the critical acclaim it should.
So that's what the experts think, Moz, the music journalist, and Amelia Lilly, and Edith, of Scott Mills and the Pigs in Blankets, the perfect Christmas single. That's what they thought, but what did the public think? Stephen Hogg says, you can tell I've listened to it too many times, I actually know it word for word now. The Scott Mills Christmas song is actually worryingly catchy and good. That's from Rich.
There's a lot of people, I don't think people had particular faith in us because there's a lot of people going, it's actually good.
I know.
It's actually amazing. I've actually got goosebumps. It's like, what were you expecting from us?
I think maybe some people were expecting it to be some kind of joke. What a Christmas song. It's definitely Christmas now from Johnny in Cambridge. Actually genuinely seriously like this. Yeah, there's lots like that. From Sean in Aberdeen. So on the review show last night, you heard what the experts thought about it. But what did the public think, most importantly?
Radio 1.
Most loved track of the week.
What do you both think is the most loved track this week then, out of all those tunes we've played?
I don't know, it's a mixed bag for me. I liked Scott Mills, but I think that one got me in the mood for
really?
The evening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dragging it.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. Turncoats.
Five on that one.
Okay, well, you're both wrong. See, if you'd stuck with your original...
Damn it!
Sorry.
Damn it! Hang on, but technically I did say it first. Does that count?
Scott Mills...
I was right.
Scott Mills is the most loved track tonight.
Yes, he is going to love that.
Wow.
What result?
I know.
It is amazing, but you can tell they're just like, oh my God, what has this show come to? Yeah, like, I've just had to say that Scott Mills is the most loved track tonight.
You can really hear the disappointment in her voice.
We should do more of these songs, I'm thinking. Yeah. We could be on this show a bit more.
Not really. I don't think Edith would buy the album.
No.
No. But it's the public choice, and you lot voted it the best Christmas song on the review show last night. So thanks, everyone, and thanks for texting in. If you want that, you can download it for free from the Radio 1 website. There's a really cheesy picture of me and Chris being all Christmassy and that. And it'll say the perfect Christmas single. Click on that and you can have it and listen to it and then memorise it. And then it will never leave your head all Christmas.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, JLS. Hey,
that's good.
It's been a while, hasn't it? There was a time a couple of years ago where I used to see you more than my own family. Where have you been? In hibernation or something? I've not seen you for ages.
Well, what have we been doing?
What have we been doing?
We've been being JLS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
running around the world.
Keeping busy.
Around the world?
Well, the country.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Becky, how many kisses and hugs did you get today when they came in?
Do you know what? I think they heard me talk about it because I only got one kiss.
Have you heard of us talking about this?
No, do you know why? Because you looked like you were busy doing something.
Yeah, and you're standing, far away from us.
The hug and the kiss and everything. Right. I decided I didn't care and decided whatever you were doing had to stop while I put my lips on you.
Oh. We were saying that out of all pop stars, when you walk into a room, you always get the most love from JLS. It goes on for about 5 minutes, okay. But I really like it.
But there was one day where I think I met you twice, and I realised it had actually taken about half an hour out of my work day to do all the kisses, because it was two for me, and then two when you left, and then I met you again, so it's like I got 32 kisses by the end of the day.
Yeah. We're not complaining.
Wicked.
And it's nearly Christmas.
Mm. Yes.
JB in particular is very excited.
I'm very excited.
What were you just saying to me then?
I just got my Secret Santa gift for the boys. So the recipient is going to be very excited.
I hope it's me.
Oh, so when are you going to do presents to each other?
The last day we're together.
Yeah, when are we doing it?
The 22nd, is it? 22nd, Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Marv's decided that. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, I haven't got mine yet, so...
I need a couple more days.
Do you mean you haven't got your... We just went shopping now for half an hour.
Listen, I put a lot of time and preparation into my Secret Santa. A lot.
Clearly, too much time.
A lot of time. And, you know, I'm not just going to get anything. You know, it's a lot of care and attention that goes into it, so I need a few more days.
Okay. Well, you haven't thought about it at all, have you?
It's going to be like an album or something.
Exactly.
That's exactly
the
calendar. That is exactly
it. So are you going to do that thing that all pop stars do when it gets below 10 degrees and after Christmas go somewhere really hot?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You cannot wait.
Yes.
Do you go away together?
No.
We did last year. Sometimes.
We're not allowed
sometimes.
Now.
You're not allowed?
No, Marvin's got this thing on his left hand that restricts his kind of blood. And,
Oh, yeah, things have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. Big way. We went away last year together, to be fair, for JB's birthday. We went to Antigua.
Very nice.
That was nice. Just before Christmas, that was.
So all the lads' holidays are off now?
No, not really. They begin again in next year sometime.
Okay. Yeah. Without Marv.
It's up to Marv.
Let's have this out on air now.
Come on, boys. Let's be serious.
We are. We're asking a question.
If you don't come, we're bringing Scott.
Listen, who's still out the most out of the four of us, bar Aston? Okay.
Out of the four of us, bar Aston. That kind of made no sense.
I give you a few sleepless nights. You'll be the one on the website booking the flights.
You really will.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know that.
We could take Murs.
Smurf.
I've seen Smurf going, to be fair. Yeah. It's getting weaker.
Yeah, Smurf needs to respond.
Getting old, isn't it?
Yeah, Smurf needs to
respond. You can call him Smurf, by the way.
Mr. Why Smurf?
When we did Soccer Aid, it was just, you know, a name that kind of came up for him and it's kind of stuck now. So Smurf. Yeah. Ollie Murs.
Ollie Smurf. So,
yeah. Ollie Smurf.
Cool. Can we play your new song, please?
Yes.
Of course.
Said please as well. Thanks.
Tell me all about this song, please.
Hold Me Down. It's. This is this is produced by Rodney Jerkins. You know Rodney Jerkins? He produced a lot of tracks from Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston.
Does he go Dark Child on it?
No. Although
Arisha, a funny story.
Arisha, please tell this story.
Arisha loves Rodney Jerkins, right? We're in the studio writing a track with Rodney, and the track, you know, we finish the track, it's midnight, you know, playing it out loud and we're like, yeah, this is a wicked song.
But what's Rodney, first you need to tell what's Rodney like. What's
Rodney's
he like?
Like really so cool, man. So cool. Chilled. Like, you want to think he's sold 140 million records in like over the last 10 years. Anyway, and Richo's a big fan. And as you said, at the beginning of all of his songs, he goes, Dark Child.
Mm. It's his thing.
Exactly. So anyway, the track, the track's blasting. You know, we've played it about 10 times on repeat. And then the next time we play it, because, you know, we're loving it, Arisha goes, when it starts, Dark Child, and looks at Rodney, and Rodney just totally blanks him.
Oh.
Totally.
No, wait.
He thinks, you know what? Like, he couldn't have heard me. So he goes a little bit loud. He goes, Dark Child.
Oh, no.
And again, he totally blanked him. But. And then Arisha went the third time, looking at me a bit sheepish, like, Dark Child?
As in a question, and is it you?
And Rodney just looked at him like, you absolute fool. Just let the song play. You.
Bless you, Arisha. Look at his girl embarrassed now. I remember the last time I saw you on TV. Did you see that weird video that Kelly Clarkson was singing in front of on the X Factor final? You were on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were we?
What was we doing?
It was your first audition for X Factor.
Ah.
And for some reason, they had Kelly Clarkson in front of a massive screen singing Break Away. And it was like JLS, first audition.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I
fantastic.
Kind of, I kind of forgot that you ever did that.
We love to make a little feature on other people's performances.
Yeah, it's good. You're just in the background.
That's a bit random, though, isn't it?
It's a bit random. It's a bit odd.
We're not complaining, though. You saw it, Scott.
I saw it with my own eyes. Nice, so that's JLS and Hold Me Down. When's that out?
16th.
Yes.
Of December.
Yeah.
Oh, right, cool.
Yeah, a couple of days. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Excellent.
Uplifting song for Christmas.
That'll pay for that lad's holiday, eh? Have you been to any Christmas parties yet?
Not yet.
I like to know, like, I always like the stories of, because you know this kind of time of year is when everyone just lets go.
Yeah.
And I quite like the idea of like hearing stories from pop stars about other pop stars behaving badly.
Well, he's opened the floor.
Who's first?
Let's talk about it. Like, you know what? It's funny because Friday the 21st is like the one day that everybody seems to be having parties, because I've got three and JB happens to be one of them. So,
okay.
And JB, like, you know, he's on the farm in the country, so I have to split the time.
Lovely you've got a farm, JB.
Thanks, man.
So JB's house is where it's all going to go down on the 21st.
Yeah. You got chickens?
I do.
Goats?
Not goats.
Pigs?
I want to get pigs.
What do you have, Jay?
Chickens, you just asked me.
Just chickens?
Yeah.
You're hoping for more?
Yes.
He's got horse stables, though.
He's going to see what...
He's got horse stables.
He's going to see what Santa brings him for Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you getting him a goat?
Which meant the secret Santa was an actual goat.
Well,
could you imagine?
Have I guessed? Honestly, I've known you for years. I know that. I've actually spoiled it.
It's not a goat.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a goat. Definitely not a goat.
It's not a goat.
Yeah. That's an interesting present, though, right?
It'd be really good. And we bought you a goat.
So
what's happening on the 21st? Who's got a party where, when, how?
Like, two of my friends have got two in central London, and JB's got one out in the country.
On the farm?
Yeah.
With the chickens?
All on the 21st, so, and I want to go to all three, so I've got to kind of...
What about you, boys? Around.
Well, I'm going to be at JB's party.
Yeah. This sounds like quite the party to go to.
Yeah, it is. It's the biggest party of the year for Christmas.
Sounds like quite the invite.
Quite the invite.
The biggest party of the year
for Christmas.
For Christmas.
Cheers, mate. Cheers to the mate confidence.
This is where I leave.
It's been a good interview on it, Arisha.
It's been fantastic.
Really
absolutely
good.
Ruined. I think fantastic for everybody else, but for me, I think I'm picking up my self-esteem as I'm walking out the door.
Are you writing Christmas cards as we speak?
Yes, to fans. Look.
Oh.
And I even drew some nice things in it.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Do you know what? I wasn't going to say anything, but I just wonder why you had sparkly red glitter all over your face.
Wow.
What have you been doing?
Arisha does like...
Because I kissed you, honey.
Also quite awkward that it's someone with the same name as you. I actually thought it was for Becky.
Are you
serious? That's really awkward, because it's not. It's for a fan. So, better get that back.
Becky got a kiss earlier from me, so, you know.
And also, when you leave, we'll all get, like, 100 kisses anyway, so
absolutely.
It's all good.
You know, we like to give them out.
So is everyone, like, going to be at home for Christmas?
Yes.
Yes,
we are. Home for Christmas, away for New Year.
Yeah.
Family time, you know?
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you so much for coming in to see us again today.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And the new song, Hold Me Down, is out on the
16th of December.
Good.
Yes.
What are you doing now?
We are going to.
What are we doing now?
What are we doing now?
Raise the Sunshine.
Yeah, Raise the Sunshine.
A charity day where we go and meet loads of kids.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you like our new building?
Love
we
it.
We do. It's really fancy. It.
How do you not get lost in here? Seriously.
I do.
Oh, it is a bit.
I tried to. I played two songs together to go and get some fresh air a minute ago, and I got stuck on every floor of the lift. And I was like, oh, wow. "I'm on air!" And this poor woman was like, "Oh, why does he need to get to the eighth floor so quickly?" I was like, "We're only on floor four."
Oh my goodness!
Oh, I've got someone on that sells pigs, by the way, JB.
Really?
Yeah.
How much for?
I don't know. Well, it's obviously, you can bargain with him off air. How many do you want?
Three.
Three pigs.
Yeah.
Right. You've already thought about this a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, wow.
He has. He's serious. He's not a joke. He's not joking. He's got a tractor as well.
Have you?
Mm.
Yeah.
If you're not, I'll tweet it. I want to tweet it again.
I want to see this.
Yeah, he has. Yeah,
he's got
and
a tractor.
Do you grow your own herbs?
Oh, dear.
I do have an orchard, but no, I don't grow
not, not herbs, crops.
Like you don't need
crops,
a farm
not herbs.
Have your own herbs.
I've got.
You can grow them in little pots on your window.
Well, the next basic,
you don't need massive acres of land just to grow a bit of basil.
But it sounds like the next step is an allotment.
I do kind of have like a little herb garden next to where I put a barbecue.
Right. Okay.
But it's a bit cold for that right now.
This conversation is going the wrong way.
Anyway.
He's even got a place to put the dogs as well in the house.
Sounds brilliant. Invite us round in the new year.
Definitely. Obviously, we should do a live lounge day or something.
Shall we? Live from JB's farm.
That'd be good.
I'll pass that on to Fern.
Good idea, isn't it, Mark?
Right, have a brilliant Christmas, boys. Really good to see you. Thank you, JLS.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
So here is Wednesday's tap end for you.
Excited?
I am. It's nearly Christmas.
Right, guys. I'm going to take you to my 21st year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I am we three keens. I thought I'd go for a Christmas keen.
Should have saved that for the Christmas special.
Yeah,
no,
you
it's
should.
All right. We're in Advent.
I'm a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Okay, if you're going for Christmas, I will as well.
Okay.
I am Nat Keen Cole.
I'm sure we...
Right.
Great one. Okay. Right. Ready.
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 Ready. I had had a fantastic 21st birthday party. Everyone had donned school uniform and we'd had a wicked night in my student house and then, of course, Jester's. My housemates had gone to loads of trouble decorating the house. They'd even bought me a massive inflatable train, which they filled with a special birthday cocktail, which everyone at the party could drink from.
What was in the cocktail, please?
I don't... it was everything. Basically, I call it a cocktail. It was a mess.
Mm.
It was the perfect start to a quality weekend ahead. I was still working at my old Halls Bar, Glen Bar, in Glen Eyre Halls in Southampton.
Oh, this is going to be another one of those episodes where it's like, Glen Bar, Glen Bar, Glen Bar, Glen Halls, Glen Bar Halls, Glen, my mate Glen, Glen Bar.
Except bizarrely by now, I was one of the managers. Everyone was good mates at the bar and we had arranged a trip away for all the staff that wanted to get involved. We had found a bar in Donegal, in Ireland, that was also called Glen Bar. So we decided to make the journey. Glen Bar in Southampton was heading to Glen Bar in Ireland. It was a bit of a mission, but despite how we were all feeling from my birthday party the night before, we flew to Dublin Airport. I had made up some special bar shirts for the trip, with nicknames on the back. They were very similar to our normal bar shirts, but Irish themed. We stayed in a hostel the first night in Dublin so that we could all have a night in a place called Temple Bar. I had my first ever pint of black stout that sounds like Winnis. For some reason, and I'm not sure if it's just psychological, but it tasted better in Ireland. Do you find this?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it's because it's fresh. Like you get it straight out the pipe, don't you?
That's good knowledge.
Good knowledge.
No? I don't know.
My only thinking with it is it tastes nicer because you're in Ireland.
Yes.
For some reason, it just matches up. It's like when you have Belgium chocolates in Belgium or cheese in France. I imagine it's the same. Or baguettes in France. They always taste nicer, don't they? It was a great night, apart from a small scuffle with another group of lads, all in shirts, who took a disliking to my attempt at Irish dancing.
Oh my god.
Like the Lord of the Dance, I found it difficult to control my feet and accidentally kicked someone hard in the shins.
Could you do a little bit for me now?
It wasn't...
Just a quick one.
Okay. Okay, I can do. Do you have any Irish music to hand?
Oh yeah, sure I do.
So I didn't prepare for this.
And you have just had a curry for lunch, so...
I have.
This could all go wrong. Okay.
Okay, I got some. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
He's actually quite good. He's got a very... his top half...
Good. You've got to keep your back straight.
You've got... You suddenly went so erect. And then...
Thank you.
Head, it just didn't move. The whole of your torso didn't move. And your right leg was like jutting out into all sorts of positions.
Exactly.
That was impressive.
Thank
but
you.
I could see how an innocent bystander could have got injured.
Yes.
Because it's quite...
It's hard to control.
It's quite aggressive.
Yes.
Have you got Irish roots, Chris?
I have, actually.
You,
yes.
Like, you can tell that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in your blood.
It's just in his right leg.
Yeah.
Not feeling the greatest, but excited about visiting the Irish Glenbar, we boarded coaches to take us all the way to Donegal. It took about 3.5 hours, but we eventually arrived at the bus stop and jumped in cabs to take us to the house that we had rented in Donegal. The place was quality. It was a massive house with amazing views over fields and the sea in the distance. If anything, it was probably a bit too nice for us. Looking at the view for so long was a big mistake, though. Everyone else ran in and shotgunned all the nice rooms in the house.
Do you end up sleeping in the bath or something?
No, I had to stay in the living room. I think it was me, Gus and Sperm.
I'm not going to ask.
We got into cabs and before long arrived at a small Irish pub called Glenbar. It was really exciting. We travelled all this way. Glenbar in Southampton was meeting Glenbar in Ireland. We went through the door and there stood right in front of us was a naked Louis Walsh.
What?
Now what's happened there? Have you had a go on my script?
You walked away earlier because me and Chris sit next to each other. You walked away earlier. I was like, this is so dull. All I could see on it was Glenbar, Glenbar, Glenbar. So I thought I'd add a little bit into.
Oh, so this is you?
Make it a bit more exciting.
You've changed it.
You've typed it in and everything.
Yeah. Always leave a locked screen.
I proofread this. How did I not spot that?
You can see a naked Louis Walsh a mile off. Are you just like. You didn't even notice.
Oh, that's not meant to be in there.
Okay. What was it?
Louis Walsh wasn't there.
Right.
Nor was he naked.
The staff looked a bit concerned.
No.
You see, the problem is, this has changed my story, Becky. Don't do this again. The staff looked a bit concerned. It was a quiet little place. A couple of people propping up the bar, and we had just burst in, all in our bar shirts.
Does anyone else still picture of Louis naked? Walsh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really annoying. I think you've actually ruined this
just
story.
They're in the
now.
Corner all casual.
Hello there.
I can't, oh my God. Why have you done this?
You're in the final.
I was painting an image up to then. It all felt a bit awkward, and I didn't get the impression the locals thought much.
You are the next big boy band.
I can't believe how well it's worked.
I've just got Louis Walsh in the corner. Naked.
It's really burned it up, I think.
Oh, no. We walked in shouting, I'm Glenbar till I die.
What was Louis doing?
The barman who served us was a good bloke, though, and agreed to serve us all. We all had a pint of Smithwick's, which is apparently what the locals drink. But then, from the back room of the pub, we heard music. We walked around the side and a small band was set up playing songs. They were all quite old, but looked like the real Irish deal. An hour or so later, all the locals and us were sitting around, joining in and singing along. They were playing loads of old songs, but really good ones, like Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, a song called Galway Girl, and Cannonball by Damien Rice. As the night went on, everyone was singing and dancing. It couldn't have been more perfect. And then the main singer asked if anyone would like to sing. I was well keen. I'm not the greatest singer, but by then I didn't care. He handed me the guitar, so wanting to impress the locals and all my mates, I tried to think of an Irish party song that everyone would know.
What, singing and guitar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
Wasn't
know I play the
karaoke?
Guitar, don't you? Did you know I play the guitar?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We've never really done that, have we? Sat around with me and the guitar and all just had a sing song.
I know why. Would you want to do that?
No.
No?
Especially if naked Louis Walsh is there.
No, Louis Walsh isn't there.
Do you often invite like your friends around just to sit and watch you play guitar?
Me, Dougsy and Webbo once tried to set up. I think it was around the time Busted were out and we saw an opportunity there. We tried to set up something like that, but I was the only one who played the guitar, so they'd just mime along.
Are there any recordings of these anywhere?
There probably are somewhere. I remember once
maybe Dougsy has some.
I wrote a song all about the steward at Watford Football Club.
Oh, please, that could be on the Christmas special.
Which was actually really emotional, all about how he protects us. Yeah. I'll try and see if... I know I've got them all recorded somewhere. I'll try and find some of these songs.
Yes, please.
Maybe Saturday night.
What? Sorry, you want to come round and have a sing-song with me on Saturday night?
Yeah.
I tried to think of an Irish party song that everyone would know. The band had already done all the obvious Irish ones I could think of. But then it hit me. I had what I thought was a brilliant idea. If you've got the audio tape to accompany this, press play now.
Okay, hang on.
I started strumming the opening chords to The Proclaimers, 500 Miles. It was a nice simple song to play and my mates started to join in. But the locals didn't look keen. And I could see my mate Marcus trying to signal to me something. He was mouthing something to me. I could hear the band behind me starting to talk. And just before the chorus came in, Marcus leant forward and whispered in my ear, "That's Scottish, mate." It was a massive error.
Really big, yeah.
I thought that song was Irish.
Did you?
I did. I never really thought it through. I thought it was perfect for the time.
How did you ever think that was Irish?
I don't know. I thought it was. Like, I was in too deep. I just carried on into the chorus. I was in a beautiful local Irish pub singing a Scottish anthem. It was one of the more awkward performances of my life, but I had too good a time that night to really care. When I look back now, it was a great night with friends, some of whom I haven't been able to see much since uni. I miss them all though, and even though a bit of time has gone, I think about them a lot. I didn't know what to expect when we set off on our trip to Ireland, and apart from my mistake in that bar, it couldn't have been better. It just goes to show, and I stand by this, that the best nights are always the unplanned ones.
You could never have planned for Louis Walsh to be in that pub naked.
Louis Walsh was not in the... He wasn't there.
What did he make of The Proclaimers?
No.
I liked him.
You're true.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's going on, Chris?
So I've just got this really weird voicemail on my phone, and I've got it for you here.
Right.
Have a listen.
From?
Well, from Frisky and Manish, who helped write the Christmas song.
Okay, can we play this now?
Mm.
Hi, Chris. This is Frisky and Manish. So we were listening yesterday and we heard you talking to Sheridan Smith about how you want to be a West End star.
So we're doing a show in Coco in Camden. It's sort of a West End show. We've got a load of variety acts and we thought it'd be great if you came down and sang with us.
So we've got this little song, I don't know, I think you know it, the perfect Christmas single that we all recorded together. Yeah, so we totally thought you should come and sing it with us live on stage at Coco this Friday.
But please make sure you don't mess it up. Could you go for a few singing lessons and maybe just warm up and don't drink anything but water and steam?
Bye!
Oh, God.
Right, so I got this voicemail.
Mm. Has that just come through?
But I'm not really sure what to do with this, because you remember yesterday...
Well, you were saying to Sheridan Smith when she came in that you wanted to be on the stage in the West End.
I'd love that, but I think, is this not... Should we not be taking baby steps, or is this performing at Coco?
They're playing a show on Friday, and they want you to sing. So yeah. I think you just do it. I mean, Coco's quite big, isn't it?
Is this what you need to do to become a West End star?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not strictly the West End, but it's a start. It's London.
I mean, the only other time I've been on stage before is when I was eating chicken nuggets.
Not really performing.
No.
As such.
No.
See, I would come...
You can't be any worse than that.
Well, I didn't have to sing during that, did I?
You threw up on stage, though. That it can't get any worse.
No, that, I suppose that's true.
So are they wanting a live version of the Perfect Christmas single?
I think that's the aim on Friday night.
I'm away this weekend.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so am I.
You're away as well.
Well, I can't get out of it. It's my dad's birthday.
And you're away.
I'm away, yeah. So you need to find someone to play the parts of us and to mime right, along
okay.
to our bits.
I don't know that many, like...
Performers?
No, I don't.
What are you going to say? What are you saying?
Well, I'm going to.
I don't
to find...
know that many, and then just sort of look at me as if to go.
Well, I need two people that will sort of represent you two,
man and a woman.
But you'll do it, will you?
I'll do it.
Yes.
But I'm slightly concerned that Coco and Camden sort of a bit of a big.
Yeah, it's a big gig, but a good place to make your debut on stage, I think.
Right.
People will go now to this just to see this happening.
I would. Did Dougsy and that lot know this is happening? Because I might invite all them.
Well, they might have to represent you two.
Oh, my God.
I want to have Sadossa playing the part of me.
I want Chinese Dave. The Scott Mills Daily. Oi, oi. Who's up for some real or no real then? Rodo Cruz?
Yeah.
Rodo Boku?
Rodo.
Shall I keep the score?
Yes, please. All right, so what are you saying? 811 number 9, at BBC R1 on Twitter. If you're playing along, remember, 10 points for each one you get correct.
Due to the invention of the mobile phone, people's right thumbs are now 74% stronger than the left thumb. Switch statistic if left-handed.
I think Chris Smith's got my cold.
I can believe this. Because I suppose it is a workout of the thumb a lot, isn't it? The texting.
My thumb's never been busier.
Don't you think it's a little bit dodgy though when it says just says switch statistic if left-handed? That makes me think it's not real.
No, because you'd be working out the left-hand thumb then, wouldn't you?
That's like going, this is a fact, but if it doesn't apply to you, swap it over.
Yeah.
And it's still a fact.
So?
But then looking at my thumbs, there's not one that is as particularly, I can say, looks fitter than the other thumb.
Can you not? My right thumb is considerably thinner than my left.
Is it?
Yeah.
Actually, my right one is as well.
I'm going to say no real.
Well, I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. 10 points if you said no real. Next.
I must just be a freak of nature then with my thin thumb.
Every year, about 40,000 people in the US suffer from toilet-related injuries.
Now, what possible injury is that?
It falling off while you sat on it.
Oh,
falling
to me.
Through it.
Sorry. And when have you've done this?
Come on, you must have sat on a toilet and it fallen off the wall.
Yeah.
No.
Why not? Sorry. It's happened to everybody, hasn't it?
Happened to me.
Yeah, same.
And also when the seat falls off.
That is a bad one.
Awful. Like one of the worst.
But they're attached to the wall, aren't they? How have you removed the have you just sat down
with
force?
Sit down on it.
And it
not
comes
even
off.
With particular force. You just sit down
just
and...
Just sit down gently, Becky. Don't...
I was.
Pile drive.
I was doing a very ladylike sit.
Yes. So to speak.
OMG. It was badly installed. It's got nothing to do with me. Same with you, was it?
Same.
Yeah.
I can't believe this hasn't happened to you.
No, never. I've never had a toilet-related injury. Touch
I would
word.
Just say it was more than that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that one's real.
No, all real. The time. I mean, it's happening to me a lot.
Have you never got trapped in that bit between the lid and the seat?
No.
Never.
No. I think you're very weird for.
Well, maybe
done
we're
so.
The. I think we're the freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah, see? Not just us.
Ridiculous.
Have you never flushed it and it come off in your hand?
No.
Oh.
We're just obviously very heavy-handed people.
We're really strong.
Garden gnomes are all based on Noel Edmonds. Before Noel became famous in the late 70s, all gnomes were modelled on Frank Sinatra.
He does look like a gnome, though.
He does. He does. But what came first, the Edmonds or the gnome? The Noel or the gnome?
Exactly.
I've never seen a gnome that looks like Frank Sinatra, though, so
no.
I'm going to say no real.
But have you seen a gnome pre-Noel? I'm going to say real.
That one is a no real.
Oh. Okay. And here's your next one.
Every year, the average Watford fan will eat enough pies to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Now, I'm a Watford fan. I have one per game. There's about 10,000 more of us. Oh, I don't know.
Do you know what, though? If this was... I'm going to use logic for this. He says he's never sat on a toilet and broken it. Mm. If he'd eaten an Olympic-sized swimming pool's worth of pies, he most certainly would have done. I'm going to say this is no real.
Good. Good knowledge.
I'm going to say this is real.
Good reckoning. You reckon it's real?
Mm.
That one is no real.
Oh, no. I know at the end of that.
Why would you think that was real?
I scored absolutely nothing. Becky scored 40.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.